Harper Audio presents Chesapeake Requiem, A Year with the Watermen of Vanishing Tangier Island by Earl Swift, read by Tom Parks. Introduction. A day after the storm passed, Carol Pruitt Moore climbed into her skiff and set off for the ruins of Canaan. It was her habit to strike west from the harbor into the channel that split her island in two. She'd throw open the throttle and crouch forward as the boat's nose came up and its stern dug deep, her six-foot frame rocking against swells that thudded the fiberglass hull. One hand on the tiller, ball cap pulled low to cheat the wind, she would speed past the county dock and 20-odd workboats parked off to port and to starboard, a ragged line of crab shanties, weather-scoured sheds perched on stilts a few feet over the drink, surrounding decks stacked high with wire-mesh crab pots. A watery little business district, home to the greatest fishery of its kind in the world. Out past the last of the shanties, the channel opened into the Chesapeake Bay, and most every day she threw the boat into a banking turn to the north. This time of year she was running afoul of the prevailing winds, and if they were blowing against the tide, the journey would not be smooth. But, like most of her neighbors, Carol Moore had been born into a seafaring family. She was the eighth generation of her kin born on Tangier Island, 16 open water miles from the nearest mainland town in Virginia. She could handle a boat before she could read. On a typical afternoon, she'd hug the edge of a treeless, uninhabited marsh that islanders called Upards.